Vrindavan, Mathura, and or Dwaraka, because Balaram is there all the time with Krishna. Right? He's there when Krishna's born. And he departs just before Krishna's departure, and he's there all the way through. I mean, sometimes they separate a bit. That means that Balaram, he spent, how long was it? It was 2 years in Varanasi. He taught Duryodhana the art of club fighting at that time. So one of Balaram's names is Duryodhana Guru. He's the guru of Duryodhana in club fighting. So Balaram, you may have noticed, he has his club. Krishna Balaram and Vrindavan, he has club and his plow. So he's expert in fighting with the club. Duryodhana was, by the training of Balaram, was very expert, but Bhima was stronger. So that in that way they were matched as they fought. So Balaram didn't want to fight Kurukshetra, because even though he knows nothing but Krishna, but he's somewhat a different person. It's achintya bheda bheda tattva, how Balaram is none other than Krishna. He's the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the only difference is that he's white, so it's said. But he's his own personality also, so somehow or other he had some inclination toward the Kauravas, especially toward Duryodhana. So that's his great mercy, because who would have any partiality toward the Kauravas when they were so much against the Pandavas? Well, especially Duryodhana was so much. Practically all the enmity of the Kauravas toward the Pandavas. Actually, the Pandavas are also Kauravas, but they were differentiated as if they weren't by calling them Pandavas. So if Duryodhana had not been so much inimical to the Pandavas, then probably all the rest of them wouldn't have been either. He was leading the way in hatred. But somehow or other, Balaram had a soft spot. So then he didn't want to fight at Kurukshetra. So at that time also he separated from Krishna. It happened that he went off on a long tour of all of India and purified the whole land. Balaram, Ramachandra, Nityananda, they purified the whole land of India by touring it, and great acharyas also. Shankaracharya, well, he traveled widely, and Ramanuja traveled widely, so they all purified the whole land, which is already pure, yeah, thank you. But purified more so, created more places of pilgrimage by traveling widely. So Balaram wasn't all the time with Krishna, and in Dwarka especially, Krishna himself would go outside sometimes. Just like when many times he went outside. He went to kidnap Rukmini, and then he was away for a month fighting in the cave with Jambavan, just not far from Dwarka. I visited that place recently, Jambavan's cave. So there's a temple coming up there. And Krishna went outside from time to time, and usually Balaram would stay behind to protect the city, even though there are plenty of other great personalities quite competent, Pradyumna himself being the personality of Godhead also. And all of the descendants of Krishna, they were described as being as potentially as powerful as Krishna. But anyway, Balaram would stay and Krishna would go. But apart from this, Balaram was with Krishna. Apart from Balaram sometimes going here and there, or Krishna going here and there sometimes, Balaram was with Krishna throughout his pastimes on this in this world. But we don't hear so much about Balaram. We hear a lot about Krishna. So, why is that? Well, I thought that one reason could be that Balaram is Krishna, but he's taking the position of a servant of Krishna. And in this way, he's the first guru, Adi Guru. Of course, Krishna is the beginning in everything, but Balaram is, he's pointing. Just look, you see, Krishna, you have to worship him. He's pointing to everyone. So, taking the position of a servant, he does that perfectly by not promoting himself, by not taking the prominent position. We see that with Srila Prabhupada, although he's the he's described in one purport that the spiritual master is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead, to be worshipped as good as the Supreme Lord, because he's very dear to the Supreme Lord. Oh. But Srila Prabhupada made Krishna famous all over the world. People all over the world, many people, they know Krishna, the Krishnas, or the Hare Krishnas. But they don't know Prabhupada, because Prabhupada didn't... He taught that the spiritual master is to be worshipped, and he accepted that worship. But he didn't promote himself. So he made Krishna well known. So in the same way, Balaram, taking the position of servant, he plays a subordinate role in Krishna's pastimes, and he appears in many ways to be just like one of the other cowherd boys in Vrindavan. And even though he's the elder brother who is to be offered all respect in Indian families until recently, until they started becoming westernized, the elder brother is... Everyone else has to follow him, and everyone else usually means there's quite a few of them. In traditional families, it wasn't we are two and ours are two. That's the slogan for family planning, a euphemism for contraception. Hum do hamare do. But it was family means there are many children. So the eldest son is accorded great respect. But Balaram, nevertheless, even though Krishna's supposed to respect him, and he does, but Balaram, seeing Krishna as the cynosure of all eyes, as Srila Prabhupada very nicely uses that phrase, for everyone in Vrindavan, and actually wherever they went, Balaram took a secondary position. So we don't hear so much about Balaram, even though he's the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's with Krishna throughout his pastimes. So the same Personality of Godhead, but a little different also. They're not clones. The Supreme Lord has many avatars, and they all have their own individual pastimes and their personality. So Balaram, he has his own personality. He's seen to be what appears, he's hot-headed. He's transcendentally hot-headed. That's previously as Lakshman also. He was a bit of a hothead. Ram, Chandra, Bhagavan would have to restrain him. But Lakshman would generally get, very worked up very quickly. Just like when Bharat was coming with all the residents of Ayodhya to meet Lord Ram to petition him, come back to Ayodhya. But Ram, he could never think that Bharat could have any bad feeling or bad intention toward him, but Lakshman immediately presumed that Bharat had come to attack and finish off Lord Rama, so that there would be, he took the wrong side, because he, after all, Kaikeyi hatched this, or rather, on the provocation of Mantara, she hatched this whole plan to put her own son Bharat on the throne. So Lakshman thought that he must be coming to make sure there's no more risk. He's going to come again. So Lakshman was immediately ready to fight, even though he hadn't even. They just saw them coming, but Lakshman presumed the worst. So Lakshman was known as a bit hot-headed there. And when Balaram comes as Nityananda, Brajendra Nandan Jai Shachi Shuta Hoilo Shai Balarama Hoilo Nita. There's another song. Narottam Das Thakur sings that. Who was the Brajendra Nandana, the darling son of the king of Vrindavan, namely Nanda Maharaj? Actually, that name could also be for Balaram. But Brajendra Nandana, Nanda Nandana, this name is always associated with Krishna, because Balaram is also the son of Nanda Maharaj. So Brajendra Nandana Ji, who is Krishna at the end of Dwarapa Yuga, in Kali Yuga, has come as the son of Shachi Mata. And Balaram has come as Nityananda. So Nityananda also, transcendentally hot-headed. And what, transcendentally eccentric, we can say. So Balaram Nityananda, he sometimes showed his hot-headedness also. One time while traveling to Puri with a group of devotees from Bengal, Nityananda, the whole group was delayed because Shivananda Sen would take the he would make all the arrangements for the group. So one time they were caught on one side of a river because the toll collector was being a bit cranky and not letting them go. He was demanding too much money, and Shivananda Sen, he said to the toll keeper, well, let all these people go to the other side. The lodging is on the other side. They've been traveling all day, and I'll work it out with you here. So Shivananda Sen came late, which meant that Prasad was late. And Nityananda was getting angrier and angrier, that I'm so hungry. And was this Shivananda Sen's not looking after me? So then when eventually Shivananda Sen came, Nityananda gave him a good kick in the chest. Because he was feeling so hungry. Why aren't you feeding me? So Shivananda Sen told him, well, it's very fortunate for me. I've got the Lord's foot on my chest. It means he's accepting me as his servant by becoming angry. He's arranging nitya nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko yo bahubhi vidadhati kaman. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead who's arranging everything, all the food, all the arrangements for everyone, but he's taking it that I am dependent on him. And he's, yeah, then he, yeah, before that, then Srikant, his nephew, was it? He became upset. Yeah, before Nityananda was saying, if he doesn't come and feed me, then he's going to curse him to die.
No, his sons.
His sons, all right. So Srikant became very upset to hear this. So like that, Nityananda was very hot. On another time, Nityananda was traveling in Bengal with some of his associates, and one Ramachandra Khan, one big landowner, he insulted Nityananda by not receiving him properly in his village. He wouldn't let him in the house. He put him in the cow pen. And Nityananda became very angry and left that place. As a result of which, within days, the whole village, not only Ramachandra Khan, but the whole, he was arrested by the tax collector, and the whole village was burned down. So Nityananda is very hot. Balaram is very hot, can get very hot. Just like when, actually previously, sometimes he was he would cool things down also. Just like when Krishna, after kidnapping Rukmini, then Rukmini's eldest brother, Rukmi, came. And Krishna gave him a new hairstyle. The original punk hairstyle. Krishna cut his beard and his hair in very uneven ways, so that he looked stupid. Like some people, they deliberately try to have that kind of hairstyle. Krishna would have killed him, but he was his new brother-in-law, so he let him off like that. But Balaram, he cautioned Krishna that, well, you shouldn't be so extreme, and gave him some philosophical, and gave Rukmini also, you also don't be upset. You should always see things philosophically. So in this way, he cooled things down and tried to make some peace. But then later, what was that ceremony? It was the marriage of
Samba.
It's the marriage of Samba.
Well,
yeah.
It wasn't exactly a marriage. But Samba kidnapped.
Yeah,
Lakshmana.
But yeah, but that was any. Yeah, but eventually they had a marriage.
Yeah, sure.
So eventually at the marriage of Samba.
It was actually the Swayamvara of Lakshmana, and Samba kidnapped.
Kidnapped her without even, yeah. So, oh, that's another pastime of Balaram, yeah. Yeah, then he became very angry, Balaram, when the, Samba, who was the son of Krishna, Lakshmana, the daughter of Duryodhana, she had her Swayamvar, which meant she was supposed to choose which of the kings was to be her husband, but instead Samba chose for her, himself. He kidnapped her. And then all the members of the Kuru dynasty they all ganged up on Samba and kidnapped him. And including Bhishma and others. So then Balaram, who was known to be, he was a friend of the Kurus, so he went there to negotiate, because they kidnapped Samba. So all the great fighters together combined, they kidnapped him. They felt that the prestige of their dynasty had been lessened by Samba's doing this. So then, I think I was going to speak philosophy. So then, the Kauravas, they spoke in haughty words, means sounding very proud that these Pandavas, they're not really, we're the kings here, but we're allowing them to use the royal insignias, like the chama, the royal sign of royalty. But then Balaram became very upset, and he said, "Do you see? You don't know who is Krishna. That even Indra himself and all the heads of the demigods, they come and bow down their helmets at the lotus feet of Krishna. And you think that Krishna needs some favor from you?" So then Balaram became very upset, and using his plow, he dragged the whole city of... He made an earthquake. He dragged the whole city He stuck his plow in the ground and started dragging the whole city of Hastinapur to drown it in the Yamuna. So then the Kauravas, they said, okay. We forgot who you were. We forgot you're the Supreme Lord. We just took you as one of our relatives. So then there was a gambling match during the goings on, because
Aniruddha. Aniruddha was being married.
That was Aniruddha's marriage. Okay. That was Aniruddha's marriage. Good one. Have Pallada Nandaswami fill in all the details, the walking Krishna book. So, at the marriage, all the Kshatriyas that get together, and they're a pretty boisterous lot. They're not like Brahmanas, who are very peaceful and detached. The Kshatriyas, they engage in activities like hunting, fighting, drinking, gambling, kidnapping sometimes. So there was a gambling match, and Balaram was unfairly defeated by Rukmi, and then Balaram got fed up with all of this, and he hit Rukmi on the head with his club, and that was the end of Rukmi. So Balaram, he could be very hot-headed. Talking about drinking, that's one of Balaram's famous pastimes also. The Yamuna Karshan Lila. Actually, there's some rascals, they accuse, you see. They want to prove to people how Hare Krishna, how what they call the Hindu gods are not very good. And in this way they want to convert people in India to become Christians or Muslims, depending on who they are. So they accuse that Balaram is a drunkard. Well, in one sense it's true, because he was drinking the Varuni, the sap, the honey-like sap from the trees of Vrindavan. And he appeared to be somewhat intoxicated. But we should understand, as people have understood this for generations, people will criticize, but Krishna, he dances Rasleela, he steals butter, he incites Yudhishthira to tell falsehood. He gives instruction to Arjuna to kill Karna when Karna is in a disadvantaged position, and to Bhima to kill Duryodhana by illicit means. So sometimes people criticize, like this, they criticize Balaram as being a drunkard. But people in India, for generations, even without deep philosophical instruction, they've all understood that these are the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord. That there's, even though they may appear to be bad, but they're not. Everything God does is good. Balaram appeared to be what in an ordinary person would appear to be drunkenness, but in the pastimes of the Supreme Lord is just another of his Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, transcendental blissful pastime. So at that time, Balaram called the Yamuna River, come so we can all bathe in you, because he was feeling a little difficult to go to the river. But Yamuna didn't want to come. So then Balaram, he threatened Yamuna again with his plow, that if you don't come, now that's what the, all over India, they're canalizing all the, I'll make you into canals, and then all your force will be lost. So then Yamuna came. So that's one of the pastimes of Balaram. Actually, I made a book on Balaram. I tell you that every... I've been here several times on Balaram Purnima, but that book should actually be published by next Balaram Purnima. I mean, it's finally in order, and it just needs some editing and putting in order, which can be a big job. So anyway, maybe next year the ISKCON world will have a book on Balaram's pastimes and Balaram Tadvand and the thousand names of Balaram all put together in one book. All right, I guess I spoke about half an hour. I can't see my watch here.
Yes.
Is it? On the dot? Okay, great. So what else is there to say except Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and Jai Balaram Bhagavan Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.